Hey. Yeah, I have to head out. It was a great party, but I've got work in the morning, so if I can ever find my coat, that is. Looks like you have two there. One for you and one for that cute blonde you've been talking to all night. Yeah, that's what I thought. No, that's, she's a lucky girl. I mean, I'm honestly a little jealous. I mean, I'm not the jealous type, really, but if I were, I would be totally jealous. Why? Well, it's funny. I never really thought of you that way until I saw her trying to sit on your lap. Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of awakened something in me. Yeah, I probably shouldn't be telling you this. I mean, we were just friends, and you are going home with someone else. No, it would be impolite to stand her up. You should definitely make sure she has a good time. I mean? Tonight, you live up to your prior engagements, and then maybe tomorrow, when your dance card isn't quite so full, well, you can tell me all about how it went. Yeah, that it does kind of turn me on a little bit thinking about you. Someone else, I know that's kind of weird. Why? I don't know. I guess it's the idea of you going home with someone else because she thinks you're such a stud and fucking her brains out, sliding in and out of her pussy with that gorgeous throbbing cock. And wishing that it was me that was wrapped around you. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she's great, but I'm better. I think we both probably know that. Yeah, I know we've never, hooked up before, but I'm very confident in my abilities. I am. And I think deep down, you know that you're just taking her home because she's there. And I spent the night on the other side of the room. I mean, can you honestly say that you wouldn't rather it be me. You don't want to throw me against a wall and ravish me. I've seen the way you look at me, the way your eyes wander, the way that you look at my cleavage when you think that I don't see, the way that you can't quite pull your eyes away when you see that I have. Yeah, I think you're just going home with her because she wanted to. And I didn't until now. So, how about afterwards, once you tonight or tomorrow? I don't know what your refractory period's like, but I'd love to hear how your night goes. You could give me the play-by-play. Do exactly what you did to her. Show me how everything went. That way you could compare and contrast, and then there'd be no doubting it. I definitely better. It looks like I have got you all excited for her. She really owes me. Already revving your engine. Okay, that one was a little cheesy. But I can see you. Oh, your pants all hard. Oh, yeah. She's a lucky girl. I couldn't possibly touch it. Okay, fine. Just a little bit, though. I don't want to set you off. You really are so hard. I have to say, the idea of you just sliding that right into me right now, oh, it does have a certain appeal. No, we can't. I mean, that would be impolite. You already have a date. I couldn't possibly ruin tonight for that poor little girl. But maybe you could just rub against me. Just quickly. Not enough to ruin your previous engagement. No, I'm not wearing panties. Why would I? It just get in the way. Oh. Yeah, just, oh god. You feel so good against my lips. My clit. Yeah, just rub it a little. Oh no, we should stop. We should really stop. I'm not that much of a bitch. I can't ruin this for her. You have to go back to your place and fuck her brains out. It would be impolite not to. But now that you're covered in me, I mean, you felt how wet I was. Oh, I have to say, I do kind of like the idea of her going down on you, sucking you off, putting those pretty little lips around your cock and tasting my pussy. Yeah. I wonder if she'll even notice. Oh, I think she's looking for you. You better go. You don't want to disappoint her.